So we need more cooperation, which means a bit more centralization, but not too much because it would be dangerous. So where would you situate the right equilibrium?
That's a good question. I think a very good example is the European Union. The European Union has managed to, I think, is something extraordinary, despite all the criticism that we can put, because the European Union has quite a lot of common policies. It has even a common currency. But again, this common currency, the euro, is not compulsory. Mm-hmm. And therefore, some countries which do not feel to join euro might opt out, mm-hmm. and opt out, and that I think is wise. Mm-hmm. And the European Union has not a centralized army, mm-hmm. and but still it has a lot of policies and through incentives and soft power, it manages to foster even rights and democracy within member states. We see with Hungary. If Hungary is moving towards an authoritarian situation, the European Union may say, you know, you would better stop, otherwise the other countries will not be willing to be in association with you. Mm-hmm. And the incentive to be part of the Union are so strong that I think is something which is a balance. And it worked. For example, it hasn't worked yet in Hungary, but it has worked quite well in Poland.